This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Oklahoma tornadoes.
A lot of damage. Tremendous amount of damage.
Israel rejects ceasefire plan.
Reaching an agreement is the absolute best outcome.
American soldier held in Russia.
Please do not torture him because he's a United States soldier.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that spawned tornadoes in Oklahoma. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in a town 30 miles north of Tulsa that took a beating.
A tornado hit there, and the house has fallen, there's a person trapped.
Overnight here in Barnstall, Oklahoma, scenes of utter destruction.
There's a large tornado right up there!
The houses leveled or completely torn down. The Howell family, including their baby, were trapped on the front deck.
I can hear the windows blow. I could see it hit with ceiling tiles.
Emergency management pleaded with people to stay off the road so first responders could get to where they were going.
Stay out of those damaged areas. We're having a lot of difficulty getting in to do assessments, to check on people.
Now to the Middle East, Israeli tanks have rolled into eastern Rafah, seizing a key border crossing just after the government rejected a ceasefire agreement Hamas had signed on to. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
CBS News has obtained a copy of the proposal Hamas approved. The three-stage agreement, each 6 weeks long, calls for a permanent ceasefire, a swap of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinians in Israeli jails, and allowing displaced Gazans to return home with no restrictions. Across Gaza, rare sounds of joy rose last night as celebrations kicked off after Hamas greenlit the ceasefire plan. But cynicism, too, at Israel, which said it fell far short of its demands. Israel won't agree to a ceasefire, said this displaced girl in Rafah. They just want to attack us. That skepticism shared in Israel.
To save all the remaining hostages who are still alive.
Many families and supporters of hostages held by Hamas believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to drag out this war for his own political survival.
I am for any deal that will bring home the hostages.
In Rafah, survival to live another day is the hope. At least 20 more people were killed in Israeli strikes overnight.
Here at home, a major event in New York City was targeted by demonstrators.
Pro-Palestinian protesters flooded the streets around the Met Gala. Many swiftly arrested by police in riot gear. They were seen pushing barricades down and getting close to the museum. The protests began at nearby Hunter College, calling for a day of rage to march uptown toward the Met Museum. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Protesters at MIT retook a barricaded encampment, and at the Rhode Island School of Design, a building has been occupied. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes has the latest now on an American soldier who's jailed in Russia.
Just like to say hi to my mom and dad back home in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was detained in Russia last week.
Please do not torture him. hurt him because he's a United States soldier, because that ain't right.
His mother, Melody Jones, told CBS News she last spoke to him about 2 weeks ago. He told her he had traveled from South Korea, where he was stationed, to Vladivostok, Russia, to visit a girlfriend. That girlfriend contacted her several days ago, claiming Black had stolen $100 from her.
She said he was arrested, let go. And then all of a sudden he was arrested, I guess.
Army officials now confirm Black was arrested on charges of criminal misconduct in a country that is listed as a do not travel zone for members of the U.S. military.
After his criminal trial wrapped up for the day yesterday, Donald Trump insisted he's ready to go to jail. He's been cited for contempt for 10 gag order violations, and the judge said jail is possible if it continues. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the trial.
When I talk to my sources close to the former president, they say he welcomes this showdown with the prosecutors. As he told me just a few weeks ago, he sees the courtroom as the campaign. The prosecution's probably going to take another 2 weeks, then the defense could call its witnesses, but this is moving quickly. This is a prosecution that wants to get this done.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
They scrubbed last night's planned launch of the much-delayed Boeing Starliner spacecraft with a two-person crew.
NASA Associate Administrator and retired astronaut Ken Bowersox is optimistic.
Good things are worth waiting for, and we'll get a chance to see that rocket and spacecraft lift off the pad here soon.
But how soon is the question, with United Launch Alliance engineers working through the night to determine whether or not they need to replace a rocket valve that kept opening and closing and created a buzzing noise that engineers could hear on the launch pad. NASA Commercial Crew Manager Steve Stitch.
We're going to launch when we're ready and fly when it's safe to do so.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
As we hear from transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve, Boeing is the subject of a new FAA investigation.
Boeing self-reported to the FAA that it had learned that some company employees had failed to complete specific inspections on some 787 Dreamliners, but reported that check as having been completed. Essentially, it appears falsifying inspection records.
Now to Moscow. And the inauguration of Vladimir Putin, sworn in for a fifth term today. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Putin has been sending some signs in the past few days about what the world can expect from his unprecedented fifth term in office. He said he'd visit China soon, where he's been trying to build warmer relations in response to the chill Russia's been feeling with the U.S. and Europe. And he said Russia would soon hold military exercises involving tactical nuclear weapons.
It's one of the largest hospital bankruptcies in U.S. history. Steward Healthcare operates more than 30 hospitals around the country. It pledges to maintain operations as it goes through the bankruptcy process. Audra Sprague, a nurse at a Steward hospital in Massachusetts, is skeptical.
This one company is going to come in and just destroy it and walk away and probably have no repercussions for it.
Miss USA Noelia Voigt has resigned. She writes on Instagram she will focus on her mental health. Voigt from Utah was the first Venezuelan-American woman to win the crown.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
U.S. News and World Report is out with a ranking of the best states. Utah is tops overall.
Gary Emmerling with U.S. News says a host of states are tops on their list for health care.
Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maryland, Pennsylvania. So those are the top performers on our health care access one. Massachusetts is top for health care enrollment.
On education, Florida is tops on factors like those with advanced degrees and the amount of debt they have at graduation. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Rapper and media star Snoop Dogg is putting his name on college football's Arizona Bowl for what will be the first partnership between an alcohol brand, celebrity, and college bowl game. It'll be called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Gin and Juice is the first product from his new spirits company. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.